Salam sejahtera, anda bersama saya Reza Zulkarpi dan ini Niaga Awani. Kita mulakan dengan perkembangan saham serantau. Saham di Asia Pasifik dijangka didagang bercampur hari ini dengan pelabur memerhatikan saham Alibaba selepas Beijing kenakan denda yang besar. Sementara itu, indeks FBM KLCI dijangka diniaga tinggi minggu ini membina prestasi lebih kukuh dalam pasaran equity selepas melepasi paras kritikal minggu lalu. Menurut pencarta kanan Maybank Investment Bank Berhad, Nik Ihsan Raja Abdullah yang dipetik bernama, bursa tempatan dijangka tidak banyak berubah berikutan aktiviti pengambilan untung dalam hartanah yang meningkat baru-baru ini.
Dalam masa yang sama, saham perbankan dijangka kekal dalam jajaran kecil. Menurutnya, minat belian boleh terus berkembang dalam penjagaan kesihatan dan sektor teknologi dijangka meningkat kembali. Sementara itu, ahli ekonomi Bank Islam Malaysia Berhad, Adam Muhammad Rahim menjangka pasaran terus berhati-hati. Ini dengan perkembangan semasa mengenai gelombang baharu COVID-19 di Eropah dan beberapa kawasan di Asia. Tambahnya, ini dapat berikan dorongan kepada kaunter sarung tangan untuk bursa tempatan, namun trajektori ke arah pemulihan ekonomi global boleh terganggu. Bagi minggu baru berakhir, bursa tempatan diniagakan rendah untuk dua hari pertama berikutan aktiviti pengambilan untung dalam saham wajaran tinggi. Bursa Malaysia meningkat semula untuk tiga hari kemudian pada minggu lepas berikutan aktiviti belian saham pada harga rendah melepasi paras ekologi 1,600 mata. Antara kaunter yang catat peningkatan ialah kaunter sarung tangan, peladangan dan syarikat telekomunikasi.
Dan ringgit dijangka diniaga dalam jajaran kecil berbanding dolar Amerika dalam lingkungan 4.1275 hingga 4.1475 minggu ini. Ini ketika pasaran terus memantau perkembangan hasil bond perbendaharaan Amerika dan pergerakan harga minyak.
Menurut Ketua Strategi Pasaran Global AXI, Stephen Innes, laporan terkini mengenai kenaikan inflasi di China pada Mac berikutan lonjakan kos komoditi juga dijangka mempengaruhi prestasi ringgit. Selain itu, katanya pasaran turut menunggu hasil mesyuarat jawatankuasa dasar monetari pada 6 Mei depan. Bank negara berkemungkinan menyemak naik kadar dasar semalaman yang akan beri kesan terhadap minat pelabur asing terhadap bond. Pada semakan akhir, harga minyak mentah Brent berada pada sekitar $63.5 setong. Bagi asas Jumaat hingga Jumaat, ringgit lebih mengukuh berbanding dolar Amerika.
Dan seterusnya, kontrak niaga hadapan minyak sawit mentah di Bursa Malaysia Derivatives dijangka menyaksikan dagangan turun naik minggu ini. Ini menjelang pengumuman data mengenai pengeluaran, stok dan ekspor.
Menurut Palm Oil Analytics, pasaran akan memantau data daripada Lembaga Minyak Sawit Malaysia, MPOB, yang akan diumumkan pada hari ini. Selain itu, pelabur turut menunggu unjuran 1 hingga 10 April oleh penyelidik kargo yang dijangka dikeluarkan minggu ini. Awal minggu ini, Palm Oil Analytics berkata permintaan dan ekspor global untuk produk minyak sawit akan menyaksikan pemulihan yang kukuh dari April hingga Jun 2021. Ini terutamanya dari India dan China yang kekurangan stok pada masa ini. Beliau berkata stok China telah mengalami defisit selama beberapa bulan dengan data terkini menunjukkan stok mengalami defisit sebanyak 27%. Sementara itu, peniaga minyak sawit David Ng menjangka harga MSM diniagakan dalam kecenderungan negatif antara RM3,650 dan RM3,850 satu tan. CGS CIMB menjangka ekspor minyak sawit naik 25% bulan ke bulan pada Mac 2021 dijangka berikutan permintaan yang tinggi dari India susulan aktiviti menambah stok dan diskaun menarik berbanding minyak makan lain menjelang Ramadan. Data oleh Persatuan Pengusaha Kelapa Sawit Semenanjung Selatan SPPOMA menunjukkan pengeluaran merosot 6% untuk tempoh 1 hingga 5 April berbanding tempoh 1 hingga 5 Mac.
Dan bersama kita untuk bincangkan berkenaan dengan unjuran pasaran Asia dan Malaysia minggu ini adalah Jeffrey Haley, penganalisis kanan pasaran Asia Pacific Owanda. Jeffrey, thank you for joining us. Jeffrey, this week China will announce its import and export figures for March and the US will report its core CPI and retail sales numbers. How is this going to guide investors this week? What are they looking for?
Yeah, good morning. Well, definitely the US CPI data that's due out tomorrow is a key event this week. And I think the odds are there that the CPI could actually print to the upside. above forecast, because we saw on Friday that the US PPI numbers came in much, much higher than expected. We saw that trend of higher PPIs all through Asia last week as well. So my concerns are that we'll see another sell-off in the US bond market, so interest rates will move higher. That could weigh on equities and see dollar strength returning. Probably the more important data for China this week is actually the industrial output and retail sales that come out on Friday. And again, I think we could see much the same base effect if those numbers outperform.
And Jeffrey, will the CPI numbers perhaps further guide investors into cyclical stocks?
Well, I think for equity markets, they held up quite well despite the good PPIs, the above expected PPIs on Friday. So the market seems to have convinced itself that it's comfortable with inflation moving higher quite rapidly, particularly as the United States reopens quite quickly as it gets its vaccination drive going. I'm not quite so sure on that one, and I think that we haven't seen the last of the US bond taper tantrum. And if US bonds do resume their upward trajectory in yield terms, that's going to have a fallout across markets across the world, most notably in equity markets.
And Thomson Reuters' Ipsos monthly global primary consumer sentiment is a mouthful. Do you think consumers are willing to spend a bit more in April? The numbers will be announced this week as well.
Well, I think the problem with our Apple is that it's extremely richly priced. So to actually buy Apple stock, you need a lot of money up front. So I do expect their performance to come out very, very well. So, I mean, they're great companies. Your Microsofts, Googles, Apples, solid companies, money-generating machines. I don't think that sector has seen the top yet. I think those businesses are going to be sound investments for years to come.
But do you think, based on the numbers to be announced by the Thomson Reuters primary consumer sentiment, consumers are willing to spend a bit more in April?
In April, possibly, yeah. I mean, what we saw with the stimulus checks in the United States was that a lot of that money was saved. But I think now that we're starting to see signs of the economy, particularly in the US, reopening, consumers are going to be more inclined to spend money, and that will be inflationary. I don't think that is the same across the rest of the world, though.
And numbers for oil or will also be announced this week. Can we also expect the numbers to reflect demand for oil? Will we get what can we expect from the oil numbers to be announced this week?
Well, Brent crude has been, for pretty much the last 3.5 weeks now, stuck in a 60 to 65 range. Now, it's been an extremely volatile range, but it's been a range. And I think that the market is quite comfortable with that range at the moment as where oil is going to settle down. Remember, we've got OPEC Plus increasing production from next month. Also, there is the concerns, ongoing concerns, that a lot more Iranian oil may come back to the market. So I believe that oil prices are capped right now. We're going to struggle to see it move above 65. Brent crude, I'm talking about. I think unless we see $60 a barrel or $65 a barrel and Brent crude break, which will signal its next directional move, I think the market's quite comfortable where it is.
How is that going to affect ringgit?
Yeah, again, much the same point. I think the market has priced in with the ringgit oil between 60 and 65. I probably didn't make that clear before. And so I don't think there'll be a major impact on the ringgit regarding oil prices unless either $60 a barrel goes or $65 a barrel breaks to the upside. If it moves to the upside, that will be a positive for the ringgit. Obviously, if oil moves down through 60, that will be a negative.
Let's look at Asia. The world's biggest e-commerce company, Alibaba Group, was fined about $2.8 billion by the Chinese regulators on Saturday for anti-competitive tactics. Will this affect investor sentiments towards tech stock in Asia?
I think this is definitely the case, if only because so many of those tech stocks in Asia are weighted towards China and the China mainland these days. China, the CSI 300 has underperformed over the last couple of months, as has the Shanghai Composite. One of those reasons is the fears that the People's Bank of China is withdrawing more and more liquidity to deleverage the economy, and I believe that's quite valid. The other one is this ongoing tech crackdown by the government on big tech in China. And it's not just Alibaba, it's also your Tencent and some of these other large Chinese tech stocks or technology companies. So I think this is very much going to weigh on sentiment today, because I don't believe markets think this is the end of the crackdown. If it was, we'd probably see stocks rally. But I think because they fined Alibaba, the next thing investors will ask is, who's next to get fined?
And analysts expect investors to buy more glove-related stocks, looking at how the number of COVID-19 cases are increasing in certain areas globally. What do you make of that?
I think that's a valid thought. I was pondering this in the weekend, actually, and I've come to the realisation that with the US not exporting any vaccines, with the Europe holding on to their vaccines, India now is holding on to vaccines in the Remdesivir. I can hardly pronounce that that compound. No, there's this vaccine nationalism going on, and we've already seen in the headlines that countries around, particularly Asia Pacific, have had their vaccination schedules and their programs thrown into disarray by this. And I think, yes, we're seeing cases increasing in certain parts of the world, but we're also seeing those vaccination drives being thrown into a bit of chaos as well. I think COVID-19 is going to be with us longer than what we think it is now. And I think this emergence, this reopening of the world economy is going to be slowed down because of those factors. And because of that, I do believe that those glove manufacturers still have more topside to come.
On that note, thank you very much Jeffrey Haley, penganalisis kanan pasaran Asia Pasifik untuk Wanda yang menyertai kita menerusi Skype daripada Jakarta membincangkan berkenaan dengan unjuran pasaran Asia dan juga pasaran global pada minggu ini. Kita akan berehat seketika kembali selepas ini.